Lady's brain was also sizzling away inside her head. Our next hurdle with Lady's toad abuse was her withdrawal.
Winter was going to come and we were going to have a dog that wouldn't have toad.
When the toad started hibernating, Lady's withdrawal pushed us all to more drastic measures.
I took her out and I was standing out in my pajamas like 4 a.m. She wouldn't come in. So I actually helped her to try to find a toad because I realized I was never going to get back to sleep until she had her fix.
Luckily, she made it through the winter. We hoped that she'd forget about the toads, but on the first day of spring, she was back at it, even more intensely. We couldn't keep our dog's addiction a secret any longer. The neighbors all knew that Lady was a drug addict, and soon the other dogs weren't allowed to play with her.
Sometimes I would try to explain to people that weren't in the neighborhood, and often I was met with just complete disbelief that this could not be the case, that we did not have a dog that was addicted to toad sucking.
I mean, how many people can say their dog habitually uses drugs? Toads, nonetheless.
And so I'm sure there are many people out there that just thought I was totally loony.
After a few years, Lady learned how to use the toads and what her limits were. She didn't have any more wild trips or freakouts. Generally, she just sat around, contemplating the anthills in our drawer.